Welcome to Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown from Geek, Alabama. Join us every day during the Christmas season where we talk about stories from the North Pole and Santa Claus. And here to tell your stories is your host, Nathan Young. Welcome to the eighth day of Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. In today's podcast, I wanted to talk about how you get around in the North Pole, because you can't just walk around. The North Pole has machineries like snowmobiles and ways to get around in between the big village that's there. Now, today I got my oil change in my car, and the snowmobiles and the other vehicles up there have to have their oil change regulated. They have to be serviced regularly. And yes, even Santa's sleigh needs to be serviced regularly. Even though it's pulled by reindeer, there's a lot of equipment inside the sleigh that's got to be serviced as well. So the North Pole has this service garage that's part of the village that will service all the snowmobiles, all the vehicles, and the most important thing, Santa's sleigh. Now, the snowmobiles and the other vehicles, they get their oil change, they get service, they get everything. If something breaks, there's a set of elves in the North Pole that know how to do mechanics very well in cars and vehicles and snowmobiles, and they get the job done pretty well. They're highly trained elves that know their vehicles pretty dang well. And there's another set of elves in the North Pole that only works on Santa's sleigh. They know all the ins and outs in Santa's sleigh, how everything works, how everything's supposed to function. Because during the big flight during Christmas, you don't want Santa's sleigh to malfunction somewhere. That would be very, very bad. So they're working on Santa's sleigh year-round, adding new features, fixing anything that breaks, maintaining the current equipment on Santa's sleigh, to make sure when the big Christmas flight happens, nothing breaks, nothing goes wrong. Because we don't want Santa and the reindeer to be flying over an ocean somewhere on Earth and something breaks in Santa's sleigh and they get stranded. That would be the worst case scenario during Christmas. We don't want that. So the elves at the North Pole take pride on Santa's sleigh and all the vehicles that operate in the North Pole, because the North Pole, Santa's workshop, the elves, this is a year-round thing. They gotta get ready for every Christmas, and they need to have all the vehicles there ready, maintained, and ready to go for anything. So don't worry about it. The elves and Santa can get around pretty well up there. Thank y'all for watching and listening to this edition of Christmas for the North Pole Christmas Countdown. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening to Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. For more stories, articles, and podcasts, please log on to geekalabama.com.